Harper Audio presents Dirty Daddy, the chronicles of a family man turned filthy comedian by Bob Saget. This is the author. For my brilliant and understanding daughters. Introduction. We are what we are. As a kid, I often heard from my mom, as well as from the teachers in every school I attended, that I needed to behave myself and watch how I spoke. Apparently, I was a mischievous little bastard. By the time I started out in stand-up at 17, I was careful about my language. This helped me get on television shows and go on the road opening for musicians like Frankie Valli in the Four Seasons and Kenny Loggins. But one day in my early 20s, I snapped. I didn't want to disappoint my mom, but I couldn't take the censorship of it all. Some of the comedians who fascinated me the most, Lenny Bruce, George Carlin, and Richard Pryor, had also felt oppressed by the things you could and couldn't say in public. On Conan O'Brien's show, he once asked me how I was able to keep it together through my 8 years on Full House and not say the wrong things in front of all the child actors. I explained that I would occasionally lose it while we were shooting and arbitrarily yell out things like, cock, shit, fuck. It was a planned bleep. A setup so Conan could ask me on the air something he's always asked me on his show. What is the matter with you? We were being funny with that exchange, but there's a deeper truth behind it. It's why people go into a life of comedy in the first place. When you're told not to do something, unfortunately for some of us, is exactly when you do it. No means no, but not to a comedian.